wasn't hard to figure out which scripture to use today, was it? Sunday before Christmas. So, hear now the reading of the word. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in bands of cloth, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. It's a beautiful story, isn't it? The story of Christmas, the story of the birth of the Son of God. A beautiful story. The world is full of good stories. But the ones we most like to focus upon are those that touch our hearts and speak to us spiritually. This morning I have a story for you. You can tell my voice isn't much today. I've struggled all week long with it. And so, as any person would do, I went to Plan B, and I called my daughter and said, "Would you be my voice? I have a story to read." "Mother, isn't it great?" "I think it is. So Plan B, would you please come up here and help us?" The story, I don't know if you know it or not. Are you familiar with this, The Tale of Three Trees? What?
Yeah. Well, after today, you will be.
This is very old. It has been around for a long, long time. She knows about this one. She's probably read it aloud more than once. So this, The Tale of Three Trees, and as she reads the story to you, keep in mind that this is Christmas, and as Jan alluded to, Christ was born and Christ died. That entire lifetime thing. So listen for all of this within the story. The Tale of Three Trees. Now see, if I was teaching, I'd have my camera and you could see the pictures, but sorry. No pictures. Once upon a mountaintop, three little trees stood and dreamed of what they wanted to become when they grew up. The first little tree looked up at the stars twinkling like diamonds above him. "I want to hold treasure," he said. "I want to be covered with gold and filled with most precious stones. I'll be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world." The second little tree looked out at the small stream trickling by on its way to the ocean. "I want to be a strong sailing ship," he said. "I want to travel mighty waters and carry powerful kings.
I will be the strongest ship in the world. And the third little tree looked down into the valley below, where busy men and busy women worked in a busy town. I don't want to leave this mountain at all, she said. I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they'll raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the world. Years passed. The rains came, the sun shone, and the little trees grew tall and strong. One day, three woodcutters climbed the mountain. The first woodcutter looked at the first tree and said, "Well, this tree is beautiful. It's perfect for me." And with a swoop of his shining axe, the first tree fell. "Oh, now I shall be made into a beautiful chest," thought the first tree. "I shall hold wonderful treasure." The second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, "This tree is strong. It's perfect for me." And with a swoop of his shining axe, the second tree fell. "Now I shall sail mighty waters," thought the second tree. "I shall be a strong ship fit for a king." And the third tree felt her heart sink. When the last woodcutter looked her way, she stood straight and tall and pointed bravely to heaven. But the woodcutter never even looked up. "Any kind of tree will do for me," he muttered. And with a swoop of his shining axe, the third tree fell. The first tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought him to a carpenter shop. But the busy carpenter was not thinking about treasure chests. Instead, his work-worn hands fashioned the tree into a feed box for animals. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold or filled with treasure. He was coated with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry farm animals. The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took him to a shipyard, but no mighty sailing ships were being made that day. Instead, the once strong tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat. Too small and too weak to sail an ocean or even a river, he was taken to a little lake, and every day he brought in loads of dead, smelly fish. The third tree was confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in a lumber yard. "What happened?" the once tall tree wondered. "All I ever wanted to do was stay on the mountaintop and point to God." Many, many days and nights passed, and the three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn baby in the feed box. "I wish I could make a cradle for him," her husband whispered. The mother squeezed his hand and smiled as the starlight shone on the smooth and sturdy wood. "Well, this manger is beautiful," she said. And suddenly the first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure in the world. One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crowded into the old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as the second tree quietly sailed out onto the lake. Soon a thundering and thrashing storm arose. The little tree shuddered. He knew he did not have the strength to carry so many passengers safely through the wind and rain. The tired man awakened. He stood up, stretched out his hand, and said, "Peace." And the storm stopped as quickly as it had begun. And suddenly the second tree knew he was carrying the King of heaven and earth. One Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten woodpile. She flinched as she was carried through an angry, jeering crowd, and she shuddered when soldiers nailed a man's hands to her. She felt ugly, harsh, and cruel. But on Sunday morning, when the sun rose and the earth trembled with joy beneath her, the third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. It had made the first tree beautiful. It had made the second tree strong. And every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God. And that was better than being the tallest tree.
Tale of the three trees. God bless you. The people that are talented and can come up with these things, they don't even know who the original author is. It's that old. That story is that old. So a cradle, a rowboat, and a cross. Three symbols of the Christ, the Son of God, that you and I love with all of our hearts, wrapped up in that little story. God's love changes everything. The trees had no idea who they would be, what they would be. We don't know. We're little, we're born, we're little, we grow up, we're not sure where we will go, what will we be, who will we be. But open your hearts to say, here I am, Lord. And let the Master direct exactly where and what you need to be. Praise God for all of our blessings. Let's join in prayer. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you so much. During our days and our lives, things can be so hectic at times. Things can be so really crazy. And we'll call out to you for help, to watch over us, to heal us, to cure us, to care for us, to provide for us. And you know what? After a while, we realize that's what you're for. A Father, a Son, a Holy Spirit. Abba, Father. Care for us. Brother, Son, our Savior, bringing us through this world, forgiving us of our sins, 70 times 7. So much of God you mean to us. We thank you for today. Praise and glory to you in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Invitation to decision. If there are any of you seated out here who have not yet joined a church and would formally like to be a part of this congregation, this is a time for you to come forward. If you want to renew a vow in your belief, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, you can come forward. It's a time. You think, oh, we don't need that. We're all members here. No, you just heard a beautiful story. There's a lot more to it than that. There's a lot more to it. So this is a time, an invitation to decision. Use it wisely and well if you wish. Our hymn of invitation, blessed be the God of Israel. Please stand.